Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. There are two kinds of people, both good and bad. Good pride represents our dignity and self-respect. Bad pride is the deadly sin of superiority that reeks of conceit and arrogance. John C. Maxwell. It's been a long time. It's been a long road. I know I haven't made a podcast in quite a while, but life does get in the way when it gives you lemons. Sometimes I make apple juice, unfortunately. So, with that being said, I have no idea what I'm going to say today, but I will say sometimes when people get in your way, especially life, especially family members, and especially those haters and those doubters out there, sometimes you have to respond with love. Sometimes our pride gets in the way. Pride is it's a deadly weapon. It can literally kill us. There are going to be a lot of people who's going to step on your toes. There's going to be people who literally steal your whole idea and run with it. There's going to be people who just keep stepping on you just because they can, you know. And what you have to do is acknowledge it yourself. Not acknowledge it, be aware of it. And be able to revamp yourself and know that nothing or no one can stop you. There's been a lot of I'm a little sick. There's a lot of bullshit going on. Excuse my Swahili. don't let anything or anyone get in your way, or, you know, take you out of your element of who you are. Be aware of it, notice it, and just keep moving on, because you know what you bring to the table, and you know what type of person you are. You know your originality, you know your form, you know your uniqueness. A lot of people will try to imitate, but, you know, just like I tell a lot of athletes who think that they're better than a lot of people. It's okay to be good. You know, if you believe that you're the best person on earth, so be it. Who am I to judge? Believe in yourself. Go for it. But I tell a lot of people, there's a difference between being a basketball player and playing basketball. I'm a basketball player. I know the game. I know the ins and outs. I know the moves. I know the plays. I know the calls. I know everything. Now, a person who plays basketball, they know how to shoot, dribble, run up and down the court, but they don't know the rules, the ins and outs. They don't know how to get from A to B without even touching the ball. So, I said all that to say this. Continue to do what you're going to do. People are going to mock you. People are going to, you know, heckle at you. People are going to try to be irate with you. You just have to keep striving and do what you know is best for yourself. If that means that it's going to take a little while longer, or for myself, you know, you may not come on your show for a few weeks or maybe a month, that's okay. You know what you have to do. You know what you have lined up for yourself, and stick to your goals. You know, when it's easy to you, you don't have to think about it. You'll always be able to come back. You know, other people have to think hard about it, and, you know, think about like this. There's a lot of people, let's say you want to be a singer or a songwriter, and, you know, you really don't want to be a singer-songwriter, but you're doing it only because it's easy now. So what you may do is listen to an old record that you think no one has heard before, and you literally steal their whole style. Ariana Grande. I'm not saying shots. I'm not sending shots. The name slipped. But when you have a talent, but you don't know how to use it, you're just going to, you know, use someone else's style, and you think no one's going to catch on, but sooner or later, everything comes full circle. So, although I haven't made a podcast in quite a while, I would like to thank the 50 people who listened to the first one, and I hope that I get another 50 listeners on this one. So, life is full of ups and downs, a lot of turmoils, and a lot of life lessons. I really don't want to talk about what's going on in my life because it's really not that important. And if I really had a set, you know, plan of what I'm going to talk about, then it would be a show with a title. But seeing that this show is about nothing, I'm going to talk about nothing. So we're going to talk about, you know, love and hate. Well, not so much love and hate. I recently had a conversation with my mother, and we actually started writing a book. I gave her an idea. I said, hey, Ma, you should write a book. For those who don't know, I was, obviously you don't know, I was adopted. So my mother will be 90 June 30th. Yes, 90. 10 more years, ladies and gentlemen, 10 more years. So I told her, and if you was to see her, you would think that she's about 50, 60 years old, because she still has more energy than I do. It's impossible how. But I told her I was going to write this book, and because I'm intrigued about history, and I'm intrigued about my environment where I was raised. And she knows that, you know, life hit me with life just hit me kind of hard for a short while. And I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, like I said, I know my worth and I know what I bring to the table. And you know those times when all you need is that right opportunity or that right, you know, person or the right situation, and that's, you're just going to blossom. Yeah, I was in that stage, but I'm out of that point right now. And right about now, I'm going through the roof. I'm going through people. I'm going through anything that's in my way. I don't need any negative vibes around me. I don't need any crazy people around me. I don't need crazy family members around me. Listen, all of that, everyone, if you got crazy people around you or negative family members around you, leave them alone. Like, they're crazy for a reason. If they haven't changed in their whole lifetime, they are not going to change. I'm crazy. You crazy. We all crazy. But there's a different level to crazy when you're sane. When you're sane, and that other person or that other family member is like batshit crazy. Everybody got that family member that's just batshit crazy. So I was writing this book with her. She's been hassling me like, hey, when you gonna write this book? When you gonna come over? I'm like, Ma, leave me alone. Get off my case. So today I went over there. We had a conversation and we started writing the book. And I told her I'm not gonna I'm not going to write it word for word. I'm going to get a tape recorder. I told I was going to get a tape recorder months ago. And a tablet so, you know, I can record it, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she went out the way to actually go buy it herself. She's like, listen, I got everything. I'm ready. Where you at? I'm like, ma, can I live? Like, just, dang. Because you know when you're good at something. And you don't want to do it because you know that you're going to put all your eggs in the basket. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but me, I'm a good writer. I'm actually good at anything that I put my mind to, so I'm like a MacGyver at heart. All you got to do is show me how to do it, and I'm going to run with it. But I have a passion, not a real passion. I'm good at writing. I'm actually great at writing. And I hate writing because once I start, I don't stop. It's kind of weird. Like, it's just weird. I'll sit there all day and I'll just keep writing and writing and writing. I'll write myself to sleep. I know it's a good thing, but once I get there, like I said, once I get there, I'll see what doors will start opening up for me. But I had the tape recorder with her, and I started asking her some personal questions because we had you know how your parents are, especially mine's being a little bit older. So she was the grandmother who was nice to everybody else, but mean as hell to me. Everybody's like, "Oh man, I love your mom." I'm like, "Bro, my mother used to give me like $2 to go to school." Every day while everybody was coming in for breakfast with bacon, egg, and cheese and you know, lunch and money for after school, I had to figure out a way how to make $2 last. So I mean, I had to do what I had to do. You know, I wasn't doing nothing illegal. Well, I didn't get caught. But I wasn't doing nothing illegal. I was just, you know, skimping some off the top, you know. And now being older, realizing like, yo, they all knew. You kind of just laugh at yourself. But she was hard on me, and I didn't understand why, and I didn't know why she did what she did. And when I would talk to her family, well, her brother, her sisters, they'll be like, oh well, you know, she's prideful and she's never gonna apologize. Like, she barely gave me hugs. And when I was with my ex-girlfriend, I didn't accept love or you know, happiness, which is crazy, it's weird, and I didn't know how, because I didn't know what it was. I think I've received a hug from a mother, maybe I can literally count and think about how many times, and that's sad. And when she did give it to me, it was like, oh my god, like, you got cooties, like, why are you touching me right now? So she didn't remember my birthday. I'm not trying to bash or anything right now, but you know, it kind of hurts, you know. She didn't remember my birthday. Sometimes she would forget my name, call me my brother's name, and I'm like, nah, like, you know my name. But it's water under the bridge now, because me being the person I am, like, I understand. I put myself in someone else's shoes just to see how they feel, if it was me or if it was them, you know what I mean? I think I just mixed my own self up. But as I started writing this book with her and asking her questions, I started to learn her. I was opening up to her, asking questions about her personal life, and she told me something that literally blew me away. I don't really want to talk too much about it because it's kind of personal, and I haven't actually put the book into work. But I will say this. Pride can be good and it can be bad. you can be prideful in a bad way, and it can kill you. It can stop, you know, a lot of doors from opening up. But having pride in a good way, it's that's some superhuman strength right there, man. I tell you, she went through some stuff in her early childhood where it was just, I would have never thought. And her other siblings, they look at her like, oh, well, you know, she's a hard ass and she doesn't know how to say, you know, sorry, or she'll never forgive. And after talking to her for just, what, maybe an hour or two about just her early life, I was like, wow, this is why you are the way you are. But at the same time, you always came back. It's crazy when a person can spit in your face, talk down to you, treat you however you want to be treated, however they think you should be treated, and you still come back to that person and wipe their ass. You know? You still give them your last dollar. And to be honest, I'm literally that way. I can be an a-hole. Like, I know I can. And to those who I am, they deserve it. I'm sorry. I have no regret for that one. You know, I try to be a good person, but, you know, some people deserve, you know, the sarcasm and the assholism. You know, as I say, you know, every day's not asshole day, but some days are. So I learned that, you know, me and her are just alike in similar ways, although we don't share the same bloodline or connection. But when it comes to someone treating us a certain way, we have a tendency to come back and not forgive, but just to do it out of the kindness of our heart, which is crazy. You know, it's mind-blowing. And I know a lot of people go through that and they don't understand why they do it. Maybe it's with a ex, or maybe well, I can't say your kids, because your kids, that's a different kind of love right there. But let's say your job, like, you know, you get fired or you quit your job and you're like, oh, F this place and blah, blah, blah. The next thing you know, you're in the store maybe a month or two later coming to buy something and give them the money back because you're like, you know what, I just hated the manager, but, you know, the store was impeccable. They had great service and they had sales. So, like, stick to your gut. You either gonna mess with it or you not. But sometimes you just gotta have, you gotta be prideful in a good way, not in a bad way, because it can kill you. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta have empathy for people. You know, there's a lot of evil people in the world. There's a lot of crazy people in the world. But sometimes you gotta have empathy for people. Some people don't want to grow as human beings. They like being, you know, where they are and not succeeding in life and just barely making it. Excuse me. But you just gotta have empathy. And once you have empathy, you'll realize that your life will be so much easier. There's a lot of people who don't know what empathy means, but, you know, the dictionary is a great book. It's a great book. I challenge everybody, side note, challenge everybody to actually stop watching TV for a month and read a book. I promise you, you will be enlightened on many things. Me personally, I tend to read the dictionary. It's kind of weird. I've been doing it for a few years now, on and off. But I'll either get a dictionary or a thesaurus. I like a thesaurus better because, you know, you can talk to someone and say something and they will not know that you're insulting them at all. You gotta switch up your vernacular just to throw them off. But I challenge everyone to go out and read a book. Turn off the TV, the ignorant box. My example is, you know, why are you watching someone who's rich already? If you're rich, cool, watch all the shows you want, but I'm pretty sure rich people don't watch TV. All right, so stop watching millionaires on TV. Your goal is to get there, all right? Because you're making them rich and you're making the people who own the television channel, movie channel rich. So it's not in your goals. Align yourself and open up a book. I don't care what you do, if it's an audio book or anything, just read a book for a month. Let me know how that goes. I forgot where I was going with that, but that's okay. So back to the topic of pride. You gotta be mindful, you know, mindful of yourself, mindful of the situations that you're in, and, you know, realize who you are and have empathy, as I was saying. Empathy is a tough pill to swallow, but once you're able to share that love with, you know, it's crazy. It's gonna sound crazy. When you're able to share love with a crazy person or a crazy family member, listen, empathy is so peaceful. And I promise you, everyone does it all the time without even noticing it. Let's say you walk past a homeless person in the street, or you're feeling, you know, you're balling today, so you want to give them your whole pizza, and you're like, oh, well, here. And they snap at you, I don't want no food, or I'm allergic to pepperoni, like a guy told me once. I'm like, take the pepperoni off. It's like, I'm allergic to pepperoni. I'm like, okay, you want a salty? He's like, I'm like, all right, well, I'll leave you alone. So, but we encounter those people all the time. And if you're a good person at heart, you're not going to snap back at them. You're just going to be like, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry. Do you want some money? And if they don't want money, if they don't want anything, you can't fight that battle. You know, you just got to let go. But there's been many times where you just set the food aside and you keep walking and you just say, you know what, I feel bad for that person, but I hope that, you know, everything works out. That's empathy. You know, you can't save their soul. You can only, you know, forgive their soul for them. Ooh, that was deep. I should write that down. But anyway, so on to the next topic off of pride and empathy. So, I had this altercation a while ago with one of my crazy and only uncles living, and he is like, oh my gosh, he gets on my nerves. I'm not a fighter, but don't push me. You know, I'm too pretty to fight. You can't mess up my face, because if you touch me in my face, it's go time. And I haven't gotten a fight in years, because I see things before it happens and I avoid it, you know. So my mother always taught me, you know, respect is given to a dog. I never understood that. She was like, yeah, you greet the dog when you walk in the house and you say goodbye when you leave. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. I didn't realize it until I got older. So I'm far from confrontational with people. So I say hello, I say good evening. And this guy, like, he's just, oh my God, he's worse than the devil himself. I've never seen, well, I know about one person, maybe two, but there's some people, I'm sorry for that sound, they're making a hotel next to me. Anyway, there's some people who just don't want to succeed in life, you know? They just don't want to grow as a person. And some people get comfortable being bombs. It's disgusting. It's like, and it's so disgusting to when they're around you, it starts to like rub off on you. And it's bad when it gets to that point. So I see him every day. And when I tell you, this guy sits down and watches television for 24 hours, 7 days a week, I promise you, it drives me crazy that he's watching TV all day. I'm like, who? Like, what are you doing? It's so nice outside. Go outside. And they're like, man, listen, I'm cool inside right now, you know, then I would be outside. I'm like, bro, where you gonna go? It's a bench downstairs. You could just go sit right there. He's like, I'm like, bro, you flip through about 3,000 channels. There ain't nothing on TV, especially in the morning. So what are you doing? And he's a clean freak, but he is not at the same time. So he kind of like cleans in his own space. He stands in his own two tiles and cleans his two tiles. Meanwhile, the other tiles around him are dirty as hell. So he nitpicks at the smallest thing. I remember when I first moved back in with him, mind the setback, I had ran some water in the sink, and he was like, hey man, can you wash the sink out once you're done? I'm like, okay. I'm like, I don't leave dishes in the sink. So he come after me like the second time. He's like, man, can you like wash the water out? I'm like, what? He said, can you wash the water out the sink? I'm like, what? What does that mean? So I guess I did it wrong the first time. I thought he was talking about, you know, the water that splashed up. No. This ninja wants me to dry the sink. The whole sink. I'm like, bro, you gotta be kidding me. Come on. Like, no. I'm not doing that. Like, one, that's wasting my time. Two, for what? It's gonna dry anyway. And he's like, oh man, but that's what my mama told me that. And she, I'm like, listen, Linda. I'm not drying no sink after it's made for it to be wet. What, for what? That's like me washing the bottom of my sneakers every time I go outside. For what? For what? Makes no sense. It's like people wearing Tims. They're like, oh man, don't mess up my Timberlands. I'm like, first off, Broham, those are construction boots. They are meant to be fucked. Alright? You don't walk in the street with your foot inside of construction boots and dare somebody to step on your feet and get mad. Like, come on, bro. Come on. That's why I don't do Tims. I just don't. Some people do. They complain about the dumbest things. They do the dumbest things, and things are meant to be bought again, and they're meant to be trashed and washed and dirtied. And don't nitpick. That is one thing I hate. That's a pet peeve. People just nitpick at the smallest things. The smallest things. Oh my god. See, I'm a detail person, but I'm a detail in more of answering questions. I'm curious about things, so I want to know. I want to know why things work. I want to know why you're upset. Unless I don't like you, but I want to know, you know, why things work. I want to know full details, because that's just who I am. I'm a Pisces, so a lot of people hate Pisces, but at the end of the day, we don't care. Not really into the astrology. I was about to say holographic. I don't know why it always comes in my head, holographic and astrology. But anyway, I'm not really into signs. I know people like, hey, I'm a lucky Leo and I'm a Gemini. It's like, okay, and you want a biscuit? I think that boosts people's ego, but not me. It's just another reason for you to claim the craziness in your life when all you gotta do is look in the mirror and say, yep, that's me. I had to throw it back with the Amanda style, all that. But I'm glad that I've matured in my life to ignore a lot of negativity and negative people and negative family, and just, you know, the ones who could really hurt you the most is your family. Friends, you can cut them off. You can just, you know, bye. There's always going to be Felicias in your life, and you know, you've seen Felicia never grew up. For those who've watched Friday, she probably doing the same thing. So there's always going to be Felicias. There's always going to be crazy family members. As long as you're able to be, you know, a better person and a smarter person and grow out of that situation, you know, more power to you. But don't ever, ever, ever get stuck in the same situation twice. Please. Me personally, I can't do the same job twice. I just can't. If I worked at a certain level, I can't go back. I can't do it for my sanity. It's going to kill me. I just can't. And you should never do it either. You should just have more respect for yourself and strive to do whatever you want. Now don't let your pride get in the way and let it close doors for you. So, but have a little bit more value in yourself. There's a lot of people out there who just are okay being mediocre, and they're always going to be mediocre. You know, if you want to excel in life, you know what you got to do. If you never accomplished a goal that pretty much everybody accomplished in life, then, and you have no motivation to do it, you're kind of going to be stuck there forever, and you already know what you have to do. It's like, oh, well, I smoke weed every day, and I know that all the better jobs cause for me to not smoke weed, but you keep smoking weed. Give it up. You know you need a license because the jobs are offering more money with a license. Get a job. You know you need a college degree to get this job. Go back to school. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do as a person to better yourself, but some people are just cool with being mediocre, you know? But like I said, you just gotta elevate yourself, be better than the next person, and all doors will open up for you. So I had to come back this time and, you know, give my little opinion on life, because like I said, I had that conversation today with my mother, and it was an eye-opener on many levels, and she made me a little bit stronger about what she said, and I had to step back and look at myself and realize some of the things that I was doing as a human being and come to terms with having a little bit more empathy and just, you know, letting go of some of my pride, because I'm a very prideful person, and I'm sure everyone is, and that's not something you're going to get over. Like, it's not something like, oh, well, I don't have that much pride. Like, if you don't, you have pride. Like, it's not bad. It's just bad when you use it as a defense mechanism because you're shy or you don't want to, you know, step on anyone's toes by asking or doing something. You know, we only live this life once, you better have fun. Go out with a bang, do everything you want to do. But just know, there's always going to be Felicias in your life, male or female. And your job is to have empathy and move on and grow as a person, because like I said, life gonna give you lemons. You either gonna make lemonade or you gonna make apple juice. I hate apple juice. I hate lemonade. I don't even like juice. So I have no idea what I'm gonna talk about, but I think that I'm done. I'm gonna try to keep up with this. For those viewers out there, thank you for listening to the show about nothing. There's one, there's only one creator. You know who that is. That's me. Stay tuned for the next show. Tell your haters, tell your doubters, hi hater, bye doubters. They're always going to be there. I think that's it for the day. It's about 5:50 in the morning. I've been up all night grinding for this test that I'm approaching real soon. And once I pass it, because you know you gotta speak things into existence, I will let you guys know. But I'm gonna try to do a podcast every day. Maybe not too long. I know the first one was almost, it was like 2 hours maybe, or maybe an hour, but I was just literally rambling. I think I'm gonna go get something to eat now. But thank you for listening. If you like what I said, leave me a note, leave me a message. Please also go read a book. Turn the ignorant box off, read a book, let me know which book you got, and I would definitely like to read it in the near future. So with all that being said, you ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, have a wonderful day. Stay strong, make that money. You know what today is. It's Fun Day Friday. Peace.